Hello, South Dakota Bankers Legislative Update, Week 7 Legislative News. A call to action email was sent out Friday, February 26 to South Dakota Banker CEOs and SDBA board members to contact their Senate members and urge their support of House Bill 1203, a bill to authorize expanded banking services for banks to engage in business with marijuana licensees and associated persons. House Bill 1203 passed Senate Commerce with a do-pass affirmative vote of 8-1 on February 25 and was debated on the Senate floor Monday, March 1st. Senator Michael Dietrich, Republican Rapid City, the SDBA's prime sponsor, introduced the bill to the Senate and urged fellow members to support. House Bill 1203 passed the Senate with an affirmative vote of 33-2. Again, thank you for your engagement with your citizen legislator on issues important to the banking industry. As you can see, it makes a big difference. Updates on previous bills. Senate Bill 35. This bill was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Revenue and would authorize an appropriation from the General Fund to the Department of Revenue and the Department of Health for the purpose of implementing the constitutional provisions contained in Amendment A and the same with Initiated Measure 26. This bill sat idle for the first 5 weeks of the legislative session. However, it passed out of committee on appropriations on February 25 with a 15-1 do-pass affirmative vote. Senate Bill 71. This bill was introduced by Senator Jim Boland, Republican Kenton, and would designate June 19 as Juneteenth, a working holiday recognizing this day in 1865, the Civil War was over and slavery in the United States had been abolished and that slaves were free persons. South Dakota State Chamber Executive David Owens and the SDBA's Carl Adam testified as proponents for this bill before Senate State Affairs on January 27. This bill passed out of the Senate State Affairs Committee with a do-pass vote of 7-2. On February 2, it passed 26-8 from the Senate and passed out of House State Affairs with a do-pass vote of 13-0 on March 1. House Bill 1203, a bill to authorize expanded banking services. The context of this bill was approved by the SDBA board on January 29. Legal counsel Brett Kennecke and President Carl Adam conferred with the SDBA board to allow the SDBA to initiate a bill to assist banks in expanding services for cannabis banking. It was evident that there was no substantive legal framework legislation introduced. The SDBA board agreed that we must continue to advocate for our industry in a standalone bill that allows legal protections under state law for banks. House Bill 1203 is sponsored by Representative Hugh Bartles, Republican Watertown, and Senators Michael Dietrich, Republican Rapid City, as lead sponsors in the Senate. South Dakota Bankers Carl Adam testified in favor of this legislation, and it passed out of Senate Commerce Committee with a do-pass 8-1 vote. This bill was debated on the Senate floor on March 1st and received an overwhelming affirmative vote of 33-2. House Bill 1165. This bill would create a trust fund for unclaimed property and to provide for the transfer of certain unobligated cash balances. This bill was introduced by Representative Taffy Howard, Republican, Rapid City. A hearing is scheduled in the House Appropriations for February 23. House Bill 1100. This bill introduced by Speaker of the House, Spencer Gosch, Republican, Glenham, is to modify the medical marijuana program and to create an interim committee to recommend implementation of the medical marijuana program. This bill passed committee with a do-pass vote of 10-3 and passed the House with a 40-28 vote. House Bill 1100 hearing is scheduled for March 3 before the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. This concludes Week 7 report of bills that are being tracked by the SDBA staff at the South Dakota Legislature. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me, SDBA President Carl Adam. Office phone number 605-224-1653, my cell number 605-280-7654, or by email kadam@sdba.com. Have a great week, everybody.